JJ2JAI testing Echo Link.
You're all connected up with the conference there, KP3JQQ.
You're doing fine in Joppa Town, K3DON.
Okay, thanks very much, KA2JAI.
All right, good evening. This is KB3MXM. We'll be starting in just about another minute or so. I just walked outside to try to see if I could see the Inspiration go over the satellite, spacecraft go over, but it's just too cloudy here. So I'll be back in just a moment. KB3MXM. Okay, let's get started. This is KB3MXM. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is the Maryland, D.C. Section Echo Link Net, held monthly on the third Friday at 8 p.m. on the Wash_DC Echo Link system and linked repeaters. Thank you, John, WB3GXW, for allowing us to do this. We'll go ahead and get started with some of the activities that are happening within the section, and then I'll go down the roster list, and you can share what's happening in your area with the rest of our guests this evening. All right, here's the things that are happening within the section next couple of weeks, well, almost a month. First, we've got big activities happening in D.C. Let's see. Oh, there's Liz. Maybe we'll get a briefing from her on what's happening in D.C. We've got the hospital, the HF Hospital Net going on next Wednesday at 8 p.m. on HF, 3820 at 7 p.m. Our next Friday. And on Thursday, we have the Mid-Atlantic DMR that occurs weekly on Talk Group 3124. And then on the 25th of September, we've got HamFest in Hollywood, Maryland, which is down by Pax River Naval Air Station, and Hagerstown, Maryland, their Tailgate Fest. And then starting in October, we've got the CARA Fest at the Howard County Fairgrounds. And don't forget to get on the air and do some QSOs with the Jamboree on the air on the 16th of October, and then the Marine Corps Marathon on the 31st. So that's the activities in this section, and you might have someone going on in your area, so we'd like to hear from you. And we'll get started here in just a moment. Go down the roster list. This is KB3MXM. All right, let's go to one of our repeaters that's linked in this evening, the KA2JAI. And Mike, why don't you go ahead and check in and call your stations, and we'll hear from them. We'll hear from them too. So KA2JAI, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. OEM is putting on the preparedness games tomorrow afternoon. It's right near the EOC in Glen Burnie. There'll be about 10 booths set up under EZUP for various agencies. ARES is one, CERT is another, and there are several others. We will be there with about five different kinds of radio set up. Any ideas for when the public comes through to visit that we give them a little demonstration, give them the opportunity for some hands-on and to be able to get on the air. So we're looking forward to having some fun with that tomorrow. I'm going to take check-ins here on the 805. I already have checked in KC3NWA, N3FQC, and KD3KWT. So you three, please stand by. Anyone else checking in on the 805, please call now.
Kilo Charlie 3, Oscar, Quebec, Papa.
Member 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Okay, I have OQP and SEO. Let's go to Rick KC3NWA on Echo Link for comments first. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Just checking in to see how this all works. Using WinLink, haven't used this in a long, long time. So just checking in to see what's going on. And so good evening, everybody, and back to Nick, KC3NWA.
QC, go ahead.
Is N3FQC. No comments for tonight. Just want to listen and learn what's going on. N3FQC, back to net.
KC3, OQP. Jeff, go ahead with your comments, please.
Hey, good evening, Nick. Good evening, Marty and Mike. This weekend, Mike already mentioned about the Aries preparedness, and I also have a triathlon that I'm doing on tomorrow morning, and then AE3D is doing a marathon on Sunday in Annapolis, and mine's in Corona Park area, so we got a busy weekend set up ahead for us. So I'm gonna pass it back over to Mike from KC3OQP.
Thank you, Jeff. It's definitely a busy weekend for ham radio here, and I want to thank Jeff for all the work he put in helping to get ready for the public service events this weekend. He did a great job. N3SEO, go ahead, please.
Good evening, Mike, and others on the net. I too will participate in the activity tomorrow, and hope all goes well. Back to net, N3SEO.
Okay, Frank, thanks very much. Marty, that's our list for tonight. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI in Arundel County, D.C.
K3TEL.
Go ahead, Arnold. I think you squeaked in just in time.
Yeah, I have no comments. I just wanted to check in. So I'll say good evening to all, K3TL.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mike. And that's how we do it on the repeaters. So now let's go to K3ORB, Ocean City. How are you guys doing out there? I hear some tropical weather, some storms going by. I hope everyone's doing okay. Any stations would like to check in on the K3ORB? Go ahead. All right, let's try that again. Do we have any stations would like to check in the Ocean City repeater, K3ORB? Your call signs, please.
This is K3DAF checking in on Ocean City. No further comments for the net. Thank you.
All right, very good. You folks doing okay down there? I hear that bad storm's going by. Everybody okay?
Yeah, the storms aren't going to bother us too much. It's more the motorcycles with Bike Week this week, and then we have the unsanctioned H2OI, which is the little miniature cars that have been modified, and it's an unsanctioned event, so we have all sorts of issues forthcoming next weekend. I would encourage everybody to stay well away from Ocean City and Worcester County next weekend, but the tropical storms shouldn't really bother us. This is K3DAF.
All right, thank you for that update. All right, any other stations on K3ORB? Go ahead, your call signs now. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go down to W3TDH. Tom Skywarn. Go ahead, Tom.
This is W3TDH. PTT wouldn't take there for a minute, but thank you, sir. Things have been relatively quiet, for which we're grateful, and we're just watching the weather very closely because of these trailing one after another tropical storms, and being as helpful as we can when the voiceover IP Hurricane PrepNet gets activated, because it's a great quick way to get a report that you happen to be at the right distance to hear out of the affected area and then down to the National Hurricane Center. Their station doesn't always happen to be at the right interval for whatever the skip jump is on a given band, so it's a good idea when the warning goes out that the hurricane it is active that you listen. Don't chatter, don't talk, but listen. And if you found you're the only, that no one is answering up to a station trying to get in a report, that's the point at which you should call them and get their report, and then put it either if you can have experience that you can hear and be heard by the Hurricane Center, then go direct with them. But otherwise, you can jump over on the VoiceOver IP Hurricane Net and give it to them there. And they're always connectable on there. So let's just say a little prayer that these things keep swooping out to sea and don't head up the bay and make up our nightmare scenario. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, very good. Very good indeed. Tom, before you run, last I heard from Kurt the last time, they said there was no Skywarn classes, but I'm sure there's some online stuff, right? There's still Skywarn online, is that correct?
Well, part of the answer is yes, but it is not the Skywarn class that you need to take to be a Skywarn spotter in the LWX Baltimore, Washington Metropolitan Area Forecast Office's system. The general Skywarn courses do not pick up enough of the information unique to this service area. So you need to go to the Baltimore, Washington office and webpage and get down to Skywarn, click on that, and if there are classes available, you will see them. And if there's none listed, that means they don't have any available right now. There's no harm in taking the other courses, but they will not qualify you for a spotter ID in this weather forecast office. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, Tom, thanks for that update. I really appreciate it. Let's go over to Jim, WI3N, Atlantic Division. Jim, a few words for the net this evening, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Good evening, everyone. Just two quick announcements. One, that the Laurel Amateur Radio Club VE session tomorrow in Laurel is not going to be held due to the COVID stuff. And it looks like we will, at this point, be having doing the Laurel test session, VE test session, at the Kara Hamfest on October 3rd. So just wanted to throw that out if anybody wants to upgrade or bring somebody in to get the test. Thank you very much, Marty. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. Now let's go to Liz, K4LIZ. Liz, what's the update from your area there in D.C., ma'am?
This is K4LIZ. So we do have an update. So tomorrow there's going to be a demonstration at the Capitol. There's a little bit of concern about that. The fencing is back up around the Capitol. Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police are on full activation, and they have the National Guard and regional partners on standby. We are planning to do our first Aries-type exercise. We're going to hold a situational awareness net, and we're trying to get as many folks in D.C. and the surrounding area to check in. We're planning to have that between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and we'll extend later if we need to. That's going to be on the K3MRC repeater, which is 145.43 with a tone of 114.8 in analog mode. It's going to be in analog mode during that, and I'll also put this in the text box so everyone can have it. So if you're in the area, if you see something, if you hear anything on the bands, we're trying to capture that. Sometimes these folks use amateur bands, licensed or unlicensed. We're going to try to capture that if anything happens. So if you guys are around, you can check in, or you can hear us try to do our first exercise activation here in the district. So K4LIZ, back to net.
All right. Thank you, Liz, for that update. Yes, indeed. And we did this before. The section did it before. Monitor your bands, and many of you have GMRS, FRS, HF. You know, these multi-mode radios can listen to pretty much anything from DC to daylight. And we've done this before. So thank you very much, Liz, for that update. And I really appreciate it. I did hear that some of the metro stops may be closed, so you want to check with your online resource before you start down in that direction if you're headed that way. And Liz, what was the repeater again? K3. I didn't catch the rest of that.
It is K3MRC Mike Romeo Charlie. That is 145.43 with a tone of 114.8. Normally that's a fusion connected repeater, but we're going to have it in analog mode during the net.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you very much. And thank you, Scott, for repeating it, putting the call sign in there. All right. Let's go down to, let's see if John's on, WB3GXW. John, are you on? And go ahead and give everyone the bulletins for the weekend, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, Marty, good evening, WB3GXW. Been a busy week dealing with my parents. That's another long story. And for Liz, if you want, I don't know if your repeater is connected to Echolink or not, but if you wish to connect the system to Echolink, to the Morris DC conference server, feel free to do so for tomorrow's exercise, event, etc. Okay, Saturday at 8 o'clock, A Amateur Radio Newsline, followed by ARRL Audio News. And then Sunday at 7 o'clock will be the latest edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. And like Jim said, send your friends and neighbors, and anybody who wants to test to the Hamfest on the first Sunday in October. We're ready for them. We'll be starting at 9 o'clock. Walk-ins are welcome. That's all I got. Back to that control, WB3GXW.
All right, very good. Thank you. And thank you, Liz, for adding the information to the chat box. We appreciate that. And, yeah, no Echolink repeater in the... Yeah, that's, you know, this is one of the reasons why we do Echolink here, because the capability of connecting systems, we've got Ocean City connected, so we've got the eastern area. But we also have Southern Maryland sometimes connects, and repeaters around the area. You have Mike over in Anne Arundel County. A great way to get wide area coverage in some cases. All right, thank you very much. And maybe Liz and John can communicate later offline and maybe come up with a plan. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW system and linked repeater. Stand by, please. All right, next on my list is Stu, WI3J. Stu, go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone at WI3J. Stu here in Gaithersburg. And not much for me. I've been enjoying HF. The bands have been improving lately. A lot of FT8 I've been doing, and System Fusion, DMR. So don't know what to turn on when I get up in the morning here, but having a ball here. Thanks for the net there, Marty. Back to you, WI3J.
Okay, very good. Good stuff going on there. Good stuff going on. All right, let me get back to my list here, folks. Thank you very much. We have, I want to recognize KB3ZZJ, Zulu, Zulu, Juliet, in listen mode only. And then I'm going to go to Scott. Scott, KB3JQQ, you're next, sir.
All right. Well, not a whole heck of a lot going on over here. Just waiting for this last gasp of summer to get out of here, because I'm tired of the humidity. Net, back to net, KB3JQQ.
That's right. We're just 5 days away from the start of autumn. I heard on the Weather Channel just the other day there might be some snow in the High Sierras. And we got tropical systems still passing through, and there is a cold front expected to come across this area coming out of western Canada next week. So there'll be a considerable change in temperature. I'd like to go to Bob, K3RLW. Bob, thank you for joining us this evening and coming over here and participating. How about a few words and tell us what's happening with you? All right, nothing there. So on my list, we're going to go to W3FDK repeater, see if Mike's there, and then we're going to go to Derek. So, Derek, you're right after W3FDK. Let's call W3FDK. Is there any stations on that repeater like to check? On that repeater that would like to check in, your call sign, please.
KB3 Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown. Kilo 3 Delta Oscar.
Alpha Bravo 3 Echo, Justin in Middletown.
All right, very good. As they say in sailing, I'm single-handing right now, So I had to copy those down. Let's go to Mike, K3DO. Mike, any comments for the net this evening? And then we'll go to Sandy.
Good evening, Murray. Thanks for on the net, as always. Great net so far. And good net so far, and thanks for running the net. And I'll send it back to you and let you continue that work.
All right, Mike. A little scratchy there in the middle. You must be on UHF. Hi. All right, let's go to Sandy, KB3EOF.
Thanks, Marty. KB3EOF, Sandy here. Celebrating my 38th anniversary of the wedding to my dear wife, and we're putting together a dual monitor, somewhat related to ham radio. And while I'm talking, she's making great progress there. So, lots of fun on ham radio from all fronts. I'll turn it back to you, Marty, KB3DOF.
All right, Sandy. Thank you for joining us this evening and sharing that nice information with us. Let's go to Justin, Alpha Bravo 3 Echo. Your turn, sir.
Hey, Marty, this is Alpha Bravo 3 Echo. Thanks for running the net. I don't have any comments. Back to you, Alpha Bravo 3 Echo.
All right, thanks, Justin. Let me take a quick ID, and when we come back, we're going to hear something from Derek, KB3IVS. So hang on just a moment, folks. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Sexual Echo Link net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, and linked repeaters. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Derek. Stand by. All right, that should be enough time. Let's go to Derek, KB3IVS. Sir, go ahead. All right, nothing from Derek. Let's go back to, I saw Bob pop up. Bob, K3RLW, sir, give us a little update on what's happening with you and maybe some of your radio activities. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening there, Marty. I'm not sure what happened earlier. Hopefully it's working okay this time. Just doing a little bit of HF all around this thing. Did the VHF contest recently. Did 95 contacts or something, 6 meter, 2 meter. I'm just having a lot of fun as always. Got my HF antenna back up after the storm took it out. Always something to do, I guess. And then still having fun with DMR. One of the net controllers for the Mid-Atlantic DMR net every Thursday, 8 p.m. on Maryland 3124. Hope everybody comes joins the Mid-Atlantic DMR net every Thursday, 8 p.m. And back to you, Marty. Have a great one.
Yes, thank you, Bob. Yeah, that's a great net. We get stations. Matter of fact, I think we had one in there from Hawaii. Lives out there, used to be back here, just checking in on how things are back at the back here in the old stomping grounds. But yeah, it's a great net, lots of great information, and a great bunch of folks over there very willing to help. And I've enjoyed it since I've been participating. Okay, I'm going to give another break here, but what I'm going to do, part of that break, is I'm going to give the calendar of events for those that might have joined late. So please stand by. If you want me to repeat anything, let me know. All right, let me read this real quick. How to use... Oh, yeah. Okay, great. There's some stuff in the text box for GXW. Okay, great. I'm sure he's seeing it. All right, here goes the calendar, folks. Stand by. Well, you're participating in the September 17th EchoLink Net. Coming up on the 18th is that event in Washington, D.C. that Liz briefed us about a few moments ago, the Hospital HF Net on HF 3820, lower sideband, 7 p.m. That is on the Wednesday after the third Monday. You just got to write it in. I mean, my Outlook calendar doesn't have a choice to do that. So it's the Wednesday after the third Monday, the HF Hospital Net. And then, as mentioned just Bob a moment ago, is DMRNet, Maryland Talk Group, DMRNet, the 23rd of next week, or every week on Thursdays. The Hagerstown Tailgate Fest is the 25th, Hagerstown, on your way to Western Maryland, or if you're out there, it's on your way back this way to Frederick. And then Hollywood, Maryland, 7th Annual Tailgate Fest out there near Pax River, like out on the peninsula. And I always like to drive down the east side of the peninsula, like closest to the bay, to kind of avoid the 301 traffic. And the reason I use that is on the way back, I always like to stop off and get a crab cake sandwich. So some nice places down there. And then we got the Cara Fest, as mentioned before, on October the 3rd at Howard County Fairgrounds. And don't forget to get on the air and do some jamboree on the air on the 16th of October, and then the Marine Corps Marathon on the 31st. That's your calendar of events. And let's see, what else do I have going on here? Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention the MARC Club. Take a nickel. The MARC Club, the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, will be participating in a half marathon. Maybe that's what they were mentioning. September the 26th. And then October the 3rd, Damascus, that's the Damascus Emergency Communication Team. They call it the Damascus Crop Walk. That's C-R-O-P. It was on their website. All right, lots of stuff going on. If you have anything you'd like to share with the group, please do so. Let's take a break, and we'll continue down the list. This is KB3MXM. All right, we're going to go to Pam, SWS, and then Chris, WG after that. Go ahead, Pam, KB3SWS.
Thank you, Marty. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. I am looking forward to attending the Tailgate Fest in Hollywood, which is St. Mary's County, on the 25th. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Okay, very good, Pam. Well, I'm starting either in Hollywood or I'm starting in Hagerstown. I don't know which one. I'll stay the night, and I'll get up nice and early and participate in the Ham Fest, and then I'm going to drive to the other one. Yes, that's right. That's what section managers do. We don't want to miss a Ham Fest. All right, let's go to Chris, our Maryland, D.C. section assistant section. All right, well, let me do that again. Maryland assistant section manager. The number two guy, let's put it that way, AB3 Whiskey Golf. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Marty, for running the net tonight. I have three things I want to mention. First of all, September is Emergency Preparedness Month, and each week in this month they have a different theme, and you can find out more about that on the website ready.gov. That's the first thing. Then next month in October, typically we have an SET, a simulated emergency test. So make sure you check in with your ARES groups or your clubs to find out what's going on for the SET coming up in October. And then finally, as far as affiliated clubs go, we've added two affiliated clubs to my list, George Washington University and the RV Radio Network. We have a total of about around 45 active affiliated clubs in this section now. So doing well, and we're adding more as they come in. That's all for now. Thanks, Marty. AB3WG.
K3DON here.
Yeah, I've got you, Don. You're on my list. A couple more before we get to you. Stand by a second. All right. Thank you very much, Don. AB3WG, and Chris also is the affiliated club coordinator. And that's a great position to be. That's a great job to have, because you get to interact with clubs and participate in activities and share that among the clubs. And so when we have events, like we had some very bad weather that was coming through, and some areas got hit pretty hard. There was a tornado across Anne Arundel County and up into Baltimore County that was not only seen by seen by radar, seen on radar, but also people, it damaged quite a bit of areas over there. So this is what we do, and we get involved, and that's what the affiliated club coordinator does. All right, thank you very much. All right, let's go to W3ICF, Mr. Phillip. How are you, sir? Long time. Go ahead and give us a few wonderful words.
Good evening there, Marty, you and John Krill, and all the others who make up this fine net. Really enjoy joining in when I can, and keeping up with all the things that are happening there. I really appreciate what all of you all the net attenders as well as you guys that are so deeply involved in it. I'm just not able to keep up with it, but I do the best I can and listen and learn what you guys put out there to us. Keep up the good work, Marty, all of you. Thank you very much, W3ICF.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm going to go, Don, you're going to be right after we go back to K3ORB on the Eastern Shore. I just want to check that repeater again. Is there anyone checked in? We'd like to check in from the K3ORB, Ocean City. Your call sign, please.
Hey there, Marty. It's K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Mark, when I used to go down there often, I used to like to go over to the Sulky Track. How are you guys doing down there with the weather? Everything okay with you and around the area? Go ahead.
Hey, roger that, Marty. Yes, indeed. It's been a humid week over here in Ocean City, that's for sure. This is bike week here in town as well. Tons of motorcycles out there tonight. So if you're in town, we definitely welcome you. Be safe out there and have a lot of fun. The club is doing well as well, the Worcester Radio Group. Just want to give a huge thanks to our members, Bob, K3DC, and Chris, K3DCR, for working with the Laurel VEC on getting a lot of information together for us on becoming an authorized test team for here in Worcester County. So this might be the first time that I can recollect our county having a place to conduct the amateur radio license exam, so we're really looking forward to that. We'll have some more on the website. So that's all we have really for now for club news. I'm not sure if anyone else is out there listening to the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City. We would love to have you check in tonight.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you. Well, thanks, Tom, for letting us. Tom's going to check out. All right. Now we're going to go. Oh, wait a minute. I can't do that over there. That's going to make that smaller. Standby. Don, K3DON, your turn, sir. What do you have to share with us this evening?
Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 3, Dr. Oscar November. Well, we do have a Echolink node up online, and it's connected to TGIF. The fellow that runs it is called Dave. He lives in Maine, and the call sign is KC1NOC. They have a web page, KC1NOC.com, and it's they call it the Shark, S-H-A-R-C, as in Charlie, RagTube talk group. Anyone and everyone is welcome to join in via Echo Link. Or if you have a DMR radio you can have TGIF set up, you could go to their code plug is 5023456 and join us on there. There's going to be a net here very shortly, so I'm going to have to sign out here as well. It starts at 9 o'clock on Friday nights. There's a Monday night net at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time as well. So just want to throw that out. Anyone that wants to join in, they're all welcome. K3DON. Back to you, Marty, and I got to sign out.
All right. Thank you, Don. See, radio over IP. Isn't it awesome? You get to talk to so many places and listen to what's going on and lots of activity going on. How many of you caught the launch of the Inspiration 4? You know, there was a lot of chatter going on and a lot of nets, a lot of radio over IP nets, too. So we wish them all the best up there. All right, we're going to take a break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section Echo Link Net. Here on the WB3GXW, Echolink node, Wash_DC, and linked repeaters, we're going to take a quick break, let everybody reset, let me catch up on my paperwork here, and then we'll be back for additional stations. Stand by, please. All right, the last thing I want to mention this evening before we call for last stations, let me just find my notes here real quick. Stand by just a moment, folks. I got to open the right email here. Give me just a second. I'll be right back. All right. So I bring this to your attention because we all have to work together on this. This has to do with the Maryland legislators that you know, passed the laws and the rules and the things. So let me just briefly give you some background. Stand by. All right. Starting in 1996, they passed a law that allows amateur radio license plates. In 2005, there was a resolution that commended and encouraged amateur radio. There was also a law that was passed in 2005 that restricted, or a law about intercepting radio communications that was not intended for you. But the most important ones, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2019, 2020, 2021 were all years when bills were introduced to allow for amateur radio to have reasonable antenna capabilities. These laws were all submitted, and these laws went through the Maryland House and the Maryland Senate. And in the last 3 years, the House bill was unanimously passed. Matter of fact, I went to Annapolis 2 years ago to give testimony about this. 139 of our representatives approved this bill. But when it got to Senate, it was dead in committee or it didn't come up for a final vote. So I'm putting together a LGL, an SGL, that's a local government liaison and state government liaison team, and I'm going to be working with the ARRL and our division division representatives to come up with a team that's going to help us help them and get bill passed for reasonable accommodations so that all of you, those who have situations where you cannot fully enjoy or be able to fully utilize your capability, will be able to do so. Break. I want you to copy this down. Last year's bill was HB Hotel Bravo 0663. Easy to find. You can find it on the Maryland State site for Annapolis, and you can read all about it. And once you find that one, it will have links to the previous, which was 391. And then in that one, you'll find a link to 1225 and so forth and so on. So if you're interested, and I hope you are, if anyone here has any experience or interested in helping the section, your constituents and your comrades in getting a bill passed in Maryland, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So you can find my email address is everywhere. It's my call sign at the league. So I'm hoping I'll get some folks that want to participate, and we'll put a team together and we'll give them some help. All right, that's the last thing I want to bring up. Now we're going to do the alibi round and ask for any stations that would like to check in that hasn't been called already. Stand by. KB3MXM. All right, is there any stations that have not called in or would like to share some additional information? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. I want to thank WB3GXW. And thank you, John, for the use of the Wash_DC. I saw a lot of activity in the chat box about using the EchoLink node. I think that's a great resource. We tracked a tornado from all the way from Frederick County all the way off to the Chesapeake Bay with stations that had checked in on EchoLink and was getting local situation awareness. I think it's a great thing. Also, don't forget to support your local amateur radio clubs and their events. Very important to get out there and participate and support your community. And if you're not an ARES member and you're interested in emergency communications, I would suggest you look into this Now, once you become an ARIES member, there is some training. You get a task book, and you work through the process of learning all these things about emergency communications. And please don't forget to check into the local traffic nets, whether they're HF or VHF, because the skills of handling traffic, the skill of handling traffic is very important in all of these situations. So I want to thank you all for joining this evening. I'll stick around for just a few moments if anybody has any questions. But 7-3's all. Be safe, be well, and be on the air. 7-3's, KB3MXM.
And if you can hit the Salisbury repeater, you can join me as Baltimore Traffic Net Controller Saturday at 6:30 p.m. local time. KB3JQQ, it's 145-330.
Yep, it's got good coverage. Oh, and one more thing. If you haven't tried reaching a repeater on the if you're on the western shore, try a repeater on the eastern shore of the bay. And if you're on the eastern shore, try one on the western side because it's pretty much, it's like a pancake. It's flat. And in the event that there would be some kind of calamity, you may only be able to reach the other shore. So take that opportunity right now. All right, 7-3's all. Have a good night. Be safe. KB3MXM, 7-3, bye.
K3LRB and W3FDK repeaters, would you like to be disconnected from the conference?
Disconnected for the second time here a couple minutes, but yeah, you want to go ahead and do that time. Okay, here you
go. That was a little noisy. I think you said disconnect FDK.
Yeah, roger that. Go ahead. That's fine.
All right. Well, let me just say KB3JQQ before I drop your system. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, K3ORB, how about you? You want to stay on? All right, no response. I guess I'll leave them up. All right, you guys, anyone's left hearing, y'all have a good one. I'm going to grab the text and get out of here. KB3JQQ, see here, I got another net running.